B-Pod Studios.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We will try to begin to unravel and ponder what we have seen here tonight. Shake Milton will dribble out the clock. It will hit triple zeros. They drop a 48-point loss on the Philadelphia 76ers. And a sellout crowd that came here to celebrate the arrival of James Harden now makes their departure. The final score, Boston 135, Philadelphia 87.
Morning, boys.
How you doing?
What's up?
Wednesday.
Hump day.
Is it?
Hump day. Yeah, Bert Breer's going to be here at 11.
In person.
Forward to that.
I am too.
We're going to really power through the next hour, T-Bone. Really power through and force ourselves to talk about other sports.
We're going
to
do that.
Other than football.
T-Bone's like, he's starting to get a little nervous. Like, oh, you got to do something. Hardy and I are talking on the way.
And that is what we're doing. I'm having this week, I don't know about the rest of you, I'm sure you feel this way,
it's
though.
Withdrawal.
I'm having a football hangover.
Hangover or withdrawal?
Withdrawal.
He's having withdrawal. You're having a hangover. What does that mean?
It means like I'm just not ready to...
Zoe's further.
When you have a hangover, you're not ready to start that next day yet. I'm not ready to start that next thing in the sports calendar yet.
I ain't a hangover. I know what a hangover
is. So that's why I'm calling it a hangover, Hardy. Okay. Not a withdrawal.
It's
I'm not
different.
Like, oh, I need football. No, I don't need anything right now.
They're
I need
in the
nothing.
Middle of their season, so.
I need absolutely nothing.
I had an epiphany on the way in.
What?
And I told Hardy about this.
What is it?
Because I called him. I'm like, where the hell are you at? Oh, by the way, the traffic still sucks.
Oh, it's brutal.
Like, I don't know what the hell the problem is with people right now, this time of morning. But there's another world about a half hour away from us called Rhode Island. That it's there's all kinds of stuff.
This is his
going
big
on.
Thing for today.
This is his big thought of the day.
How Rhode Island is different.
They're like really different. Like, okay, so we teased Jim about the Friar game yesterday. Now we know we had Celtics last night. We had Bruins last night. We all started watching, flipping around. And eventually we got on that Friar game because the Celtics game got so out of hand so early. Yeah, the Bruins are all nutted up there, and you got great goaltending last night.
Nutted up
there? And then
there?
You see,
okay.
Then you see, like, this place rocking, which is about half hour from my house, the Dunk. I'm looking at them, they all got tall boys in their hands, and nobody's got masks on down there, and they got their own little food stores called Dave's. Dave's, they don't even have, like, Star Markets and Superstore. It's like Dave's. Like, they do everything different down there. They got supper. They don't call it dinner. Like, that's Rhode Island. It's a world within its own world. And it's only like a half hour away. We got to get down there more. They eat pizza different. They have red sauce on the top. They don't put the cheese on the top. Italian food's different. Steaks are different. They have water fire. Rhode Island. Bam. You know, right when you hit the road, too. Because the road changes.
Changes to what?
It just changes. Like Jim has those weird like holidays. Like
they
Thanksgiving's
drive in the
different.
Other direction.
The road texture changes because they take
the
care of the
toilets. Flush in the yeah. opposite direction. I hear.
Yes.
Don't they drive on the opposite side of the road.
No, it's not that strange. But it's different. It's right there. Like we just gotta tap into it. But yeah, it's a pretty good game last night. Bunch of good games last night. But you heard the Celtics coming in right there at the top. So we'll start with the Celtics.
Okay, go ahead. Start with them. What are your thoughts?
I hopefully you... Seth Doc Rivers coaching the other team, huh? It's one thing I thought the entire time last night. Like
the other team.
Okay, yeah, 76ers. Thanks, Tom.
Tell me more about that.
I'm like, Jesus, Doc. So you let this one get away and you got no answer and you can't respond?
He used to coach the Celtics.
Yeah. That's a guy that never wants to be a part of a rebuild, right? And then, you know, okay. Now, Harden didn't play last night, obviously. But was he sitting there scratching his head? Is like, is this what I really wanted to be part of?
There was a thought of that. And Grady and Max brought up what I said yesterday and what I was thinking during that game last night. Like, I don't think Harden is a winning basketball player.
Mercenary. The guy's a freaking mercenary.
We've seen enough from Harden over the years to know who he is and what he's about. However, Grady Mack said it. It was early on in the game. It was definitely first half. Something to the effect of when these two teams do play again and Harden, you know, if they were to play again and Harden's on the court, it's going to be a different game. So great lead. They held on to it. They blew him out. The game was never in doubt. But you have to wonder how different it would be when James Harden is playing for them. And maybe not that much different. Maybe Harden has just now gotten himself to the point where, yeah, he's really good, but it's obvious that he does not work and play well with others. So it may not work there. But you can't just dismiss him and his talent and the change that he can bring to a basketball court still.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm going to dismiss him. I'm going to do exactly what you said you can't do. I'm going to do that. And I think last night's result, even with James Harden out there, would have been the Celtics winning that game.
20-point win.
And maybe by 20, 25 yeah. points. I do. And I think that a big change for the Celtics has been sort of their buy-in both on both ends of the floor. The buy-in defensively is real, number one. The other part is, as Doc Rivers outlined, he's the former coach of the Celtics, you know, so.
Yeah, sure.
Doc Rivers outlined after the game, the way the Celtics are moving the ball all of a sudden over this win streak, over the last month plus, has made them an entirely different team offensively and much harder to defend. And James Harden doesn't play defense, so they're still going to score all their points last night if Harden's on the floor.
He's a reluctant defender.
Yeah, he doesn't do that. He doesn't do defense. So you don't have to worry about that. I think the Celtics would have put up the same amount of points. That's why I dismiss him. What is that coming from?
Oh, we had somebody on the phone.
I didn't touch it.
I thought you were going to
call. I
didn't
even have the phone screener
right
open.
Wow.
So it wasn't me.
All right.
I have it open, but I didn't touch it.
My
clicker's my clicker's over there.
Okay. All right.
That mouse.
Did you hit the keyboard, maybe?
So what's the difference with the Celtics? No. Why is their offense better? What are they doing differently?
Okay, well, they've obviously had some sort of, I don't know, gathering. They had to have had one of these moments where they all decided they were going to go in the same direction.
Yeah, Gorman was talking about with TNR. He's like, it's that defensive buy-in. You mentioned defense, and it's
yeah, but when they could have done that
when you
3 months
share the ball,
ago. What happened?
But when you share the ball, it makes you want to respond on the other end of the court and play defense. That it's a direct contributor to you starting an offense and sharing the basketball.
Their health is a huge part of it. Okay, I mean that shouldn't be discounted either. Like their health has come together outside of Marcus Smart rolling an ankle last night. That's not good news.
But you may have escaped. What do you have last year? The calf that kept him out. A ton of time, like you're thinking, oh God, tell me it's not the same thing, but you just hope it's an ankle sprain. So they'll reevaluate him, but maybe you dodge a bullet there. But that's your Celtics in a perfect world last night. And you're thinking, okay, it's the NBA. They're going to go on some sort of a run here. And they didn't, and they finished that first half with a 9-0 run. And you're like, okay, this one's over. Like that game was over. Like you're not, you knew you're not getting a third quarter run. You're not getting a fourth quarter run. And you're, okay, start resting your guys. End of the third.
Well, the mathematicians, or shall we call them pathematicians again, have put together the predictions at 538.
Oh, we're doing a 538.
We're doing a 538. Hillary Clinton says hello.
Hi. Hello.
Celtics right now. Celtics currently have better than a 99% chance of making the playoffs, according to the fine folks at 138. Granted, they're on a 9-game winning streak right now, so with a weighted sort of math, right? How are you playing now closer to the time you get into the playoffs? I'm sure factors into the equation here. They have a 37% chance of making the NBA Finals, according to the pathematicians. 37%! And that has them as the number one team in the NBA in terms of their chances of making the NBA Finals, in terms of winning the NBA Finals. That's right. So crank up the big board here in the studio. They have the Celtics with a 23% chance of winning the NBA Finals, winning a title this season. That's nearly 1 in 4.
Didn't we do this about 10 days ago? Like, of the teams left, who has the best chance or to really, you know, garner your attention towards, or yeah, say this team, and we all said Celtics. Did we?
Well, Hardy was high on the Red Sox given their track record last year, which is fair.
Yeah.
But I said the Celtics are way ahead of the Bruins, and people wanted to poo-poo that, T-Bone.
I just wish I could identify what was different about the team and how it, and again, go back to Gorman this morning. There was some discussion about Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
And is he facilitating more? Is he taking fewer shots and, you know,
he understands his role better. Okay, like, it seems like he grasped it finally.
All right, let's go back to say this time in December, all right? When he was attempting rattling off a few games here, right? Where he attempted 12, then 3, 10, 7, 14, 18 shots in the last 5-6 games of December. You go over the last 5 games, it's kind of sporadic like that once again, where he's attempted 3, then 16 back-to-back games against Brooklyn and Denver, and then 11 shots against Atlanta. Before last night, he left the game early, and he was 2-for-3 in field goal shooting. So he's still taking a fair number of shots. His assist numbers are about the same. You know, November, I think they were probably higher than they are average-wise right now. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what the difference is.
I'm telling you, I think
to try and pin it on a difference in Marcus Smart's play.
Numbers, I don't think that's it. Do you think that's it?
If your eyes tell you that, fine. I'm just telling you that the numbers don't back it up.
I don't think that's it. I go back to what Robert Williams said about 10 days ago when he said we were sick of losing. We were sick of losing. We were sick of having to deal with the losing. And he said something along the lines, and I'm paraphrasing, that they learned to take criticism and not take it personally and not get mad and not think it was negative, but maybe think that it was something that could help them. He described a change in their mindset.
They stopped being babies.
They did. They stopped being look like, at them. Remember the
petulant babies.
I hate to look at the body language
they were
aspect
brats.
Of it, but they
no,
were
they
like,
acted like brats.
Sulking.
They were like an unlikable team at the beginning of the year. So, seriously, like they wouldn't play together. We talked about splitting up the Jays.
Remember what Jalen Brown said on New Year's Eve? He said, the energy is about to shift. I don't know what that was. I don't know how they shifted their energy.
Keep shifting it.
But everything they're doing now, they were capable of doing a few months ago. So there has been a flip of a switch there on the part of the Celtics. You believe in them?
I mean, how can you not? And you say it's 9 in a row. It's like even a bigger body. It's like 20-4 in the last 24.
Yeah, like, I think it's like 13-3 in their last 16,
like,
right?
Yeah. Like this is bigger than the 9-0. This is like been going on, and Udoka's big for it, too. I mean, you talk about Marcus Smart, but Ime Udoka and what he's been able to do, whether it's the buy-in on defense and all that, something like Brad couldn't get him to do.
Hardy, I'm buying in. This is the team to watch.
Okay.
This is the team to watch here in the next few months.
They've earned it. Yeah.
This is the one you want to keep an eye on. These guys are good. 57 points combined last night for the Jays. They only played like 3 quarters. They didn't have to play.
Effortless. Yeah.
Celtics steamrolled the 76ers. Really important win last night, and I think it gives you a reason to really buy in on this Celtics team. Why the turnaround? Your thoughts on that? 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on the coaching of Ime Udoka, who is looking really good now all of a sudden here in year number one as Celtics head coach. He's had a big turnaround this year. We'll talk about that. Bruins last night, and I will tell you guys the best thing that was on television, the best sports viewing last night was, in fact, that Providence game. Providence-Villanova was the best thing to see last night.
That was a heavyweight fight.
That was a hell of a game. So we've got that in the mix, too. If you want to discuss it, we're open to it. We won't mock you anymore on the Providence thing. We just enjoyed your
Rhode Island.
We just enjoyed your emails roasting us yesterday for not talking more PC hoops. All right, so don't go anywhere. We're off and running here on this Wednesday on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They bring you insight like no one else can. Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Max is standing up talking to the fans.
Dude, go home. It's over. Don't wait for the Frosty. It's over. It's not over.
Maxi gets the free throws. Well, it's not the first time you've tried to help a fan here back to their seat.
Absolutely.
Celtics stomped the 76ers last night. 617-779-0985. I do always like what they do at the floor there in Philly. I feel like the floor changes there all the time. The old school Spectrum logo in the middle, the thing changes all the time.
They got a nice logo. Like the whole, I don't know. It's the red, white, and blue stuff too. Always got good uniform combos and patterns and all that.
Was that there?
Well, for a guy who's colorblind, you are an expert.
No, I love red, white. I can see red, white, and blue easily. Red, white, and blue. Bright red, bright blue, and white are perfect for me.
I'm referencing a tweet that Hardy got yesterday that he was telling us about. What did that tweet say? Or is it T-Bone? Someone
something,
had the tweet.
Something about for a guy who loves uniform colors.
Uniform games.
Yeah, uniform games. It's odd that he'd be colorblind. For a colorblind guy, Zoe sure loves uniform.
That was, again, casting doubt on Zoe's colorblindness, which I defended on his behalf yesterday, believe him.
It's the full greens, the full browns, and the full, like, darker reds, like, that blend for me. It's just like, yeah, like the Arizona Cardinals on when they go their color rush, awful Jets, all that crap.
Was that their, like, city jersey last night?
I don't know. I don't know what they're called. Don't ask me those questions. There's too many jerseys to keep track of in the NBA now.
Ridiculous. Way too many.
Every year they get a new alternate jersey.
I just love the Celtics white and green. Just the regular old whites and regular green. Just keep it.
All right, let's get to some of the thoughts here on the phone line. 617-779-0985. We'll start with Milton, who's in Providence. Milton.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I tuned in, right as you guys started, and I heard Zoe talking about, Rhode Island and Providence and whatnot. So, I wanted to invite him down. You know, I know he loves Fed Hill. I know that for sure.
You know, you guys say coffee, too. It's like, it's not coffee. It's coffee.
Well, here's the thing, Zoe. We have the best Guatemalan coffee on the East Coast. I swear we do. You got to come down here and have a cup sometime.
Does it taste different down there? Like, if I go to a Dunk's down there as opposed to Dunk's up here, is it different?
Well, no, I mean, the Dunk's is the same. You don't want
No, it does in Florida. I digress.
I know.
It tastes different in Florida.
You digress?
Yeah, but you want a nice small business Guatemalan coffee. But anyway, I called about the Celtics. Hey, Beetle, isn't it so frustrating how, you know, just the positive, you know, change in attitude of these guys all of a sudden makes them one of the hottest teams in the NBA, and they're on this 9-game win streak, and, you know, it's just so frustrating. Like, they add Derek White, who, you know, is a nice piece. It looks like the offense is flowing better, but, you know, it's still centered around Tatum and Brown and to a lesser degree Smart. And right, no, and it's just frustrating. I mean, I'm happy that they're doing well. It looks like Udoka's culture, if you will, is sort of picking up with the team, and they're doing better. So yeah, I'm buying in,
all in.
What that means? I think they could get to the Eastern Conference Finals if they're playing like this. I think they could be there, which is a spot they've been in before.
I mean, is that crazy to say, though?
It is, considering where they were. I don't know.
Yeah, but you always
60 days ago.
You always thought this team was underachieving. Like they've hovered around, like, it feels like 500 for like 2 years.
How many phone calls did take of people saying you got to blow it up, you got to get rid of one of the two, you know, young guys, you got to break up the Jays? That was going on for months. Months.
3.5 out.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're on a roll. They're hot.
Real hot. Very hot.
But maybe they're playing to their level. Like, you always felt they're underachieving. That's why people are pissed at them.
Joe is in New Hampshire. Hey, Joe.
Hey guys,
hey.
What Zoe just said, I loved what he just said. It's we were all mad because they were underachieving, and I think the thing I want to bring up is that I think that the only thing that really changed besides health, you really can't control that. But I think the one controllable that really actually changed was the head coach, and it looks like that he has not only Tatum and Brown unlocked, but he looks like he has Marcus Smart and Robert Williams too. Robert Williams looks like he could progress into maybe like a low-level all-star or some kind of all-defensive player, and it looks like Marcus Smart is playing his role for the first time in, I'd say, maybe 2 or 3 years. And the one thing I want to say, like you guys have been saying, I think the one thing you can definitely attribute to Udoka is the body language and how Tatum and Brown, they don't go 4 of 20, like 5 of 25 anymore. They stop shooting when they get to a bad percentage. They stop shooting when they figure out they're hurting the team. Tatum hits the boards and starts passing, and Brown locks up the best defender and starts passing as well. I think it's more of a collective effort than he did unlock one player, but I think it's all about attitude and Udoka. Thanks, guys.
All right. I think those older guys do get credit too. Robert Williams himself, the guy you talked about having a bit of an emergence as he continues to get better. He said, the guys he cited, this is going back again, it was about 10 days ago. He cited at the time, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Marcus Smart. He did not say anything about Tatum in there. He did not say anything about his head coach. He said, our older guys are the ones that are sort of keeping our energy going in the right direction. Things are getting more positive. They're keeping the sort of room in a good place mentally.
Williams is young enough to where, like, and he's not like that superstar yet, but like he will follow. Like, as long as you have good leadership for him, like, that's a guy that will follow. It's Smart that's the concern. Like, am I one of the big three? Like, you know, I'm one of the superstars on this team. And I know Hardy brought up the numbers. Like, the numbers really on paper don't show that, but when you watch them, he looks like he's a different role player now.
Ari and Newton. What's up, Ari?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Good.
All right. So at the moment, even, I'm wearing a Celtics shirt. I've been a Celtics fan my entire life.
Excellent.
It's been such a roller coaster ride. Personally, I like Derek White. I really, I'm not killing myself over it, but I was a little upset or annoyed how we got rid of Schroeder. I really thought Schroeder was starting to gel with this Boston Celtics team. When you look at the last 8 years of Brad Stevens, or 9 years, whatever it was, including the bubble or even not including the bubble, right, you see a difference with the way have we ever honestly seen Brad Stevens, like, legitimately angry at his team or at his players? Like, Ime Udoka, like you see Ime Udoka, I was at the game a couple nights ago, the Denver game. Like, one of the guys, I forgot who it was. I think it was Brown who wasn't doing well. I was sitting courtside, and Udoka said, like, you know, you got to start doing this and you got to start doing that, but in an aggressive tone. So is this the full potential with this team? And is it because of the fact that, you know, they got, like, you know, not to, you know, no, nothing racist there, but it's because they have just from Ime Udoka's culture, it seems like he's more of a physical type of guy from a speed, from a verbal standpoint. And
Maybe. Yeah. Like grabs you by the jersey, hey, shakes you.
Hey, listen.
Shakes it out of you. You can't get anything in there edgewise
Brad,
with Ari.
Brad kind of said there was arms crossed.
Got a lot to say. Yeah. But he's excited. He's buying in.
He's got a shirt
he's
on.
Buying in.
Everyone's, I don't know where he was going.
I'm not sure he is.
Everyone's
not
buying in there. A lot of buy-in there.
He didn't kill himself after the Schroeder thing.
We haven't gotten to the Bruins game last night. We'll talk about that. I know Hardy had a great little video that he posted last night of the Rangers goaltender. We'll get to that coming up, 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I think that's sort of low class. 98.5,
the Sports Hub. Miller, big left-handed D-man. Skips to the center circle and scoops up the puck. He'll wheel into the slot. Tries to settle it. Shoots, he scores! He shoveled it inside the near post after it looked like he almost lost it in the slot. And the Rangers win a 9-round shootout, come from behind and beat the Bruins here at Madison Square Garden. Your final tonight, Rangers 2, Bruins 1 in the shootout.
Hand drive?
This is Ace Frehley.
It almost sounds like hand drive.
Back in the New York groove, right? I think this
is Ace Frehley's Comet?
I think this is his only. This is probably his only hit on his own, right?
Beth?
I don't think there's any way he had like more than this.
Did Ace Frehley sing Beth?
Pick T-Bone.
Frehley's Comet.
In the New York room. Bruins lose last night in a shootout. That was interesting. Rangers have their goalie pulled off the ice with 41 seconds to go due to concussion protocol. He was not happy with that.
He was pulled off for about 41 seconds.
He was pissed. Do you think he was concussed? Hardy, you thought he definitely was. You posted that video of him doing his weird eye thing.
Well, I don't know. Was Adam Gase concussed at his New York Jets introductory press conference? Because they looked exactly the same.
I saw a bunch of Ranger fans that were like, no, this guy's a weirdo. He's always messing with his eyes. He's always doing that. He's got the Adam Gase eyes.
He's got the Dustin Pedroia.
Right? Remember Pedroia used to do that thing?
Yeah, he used to do it like this. Steve Belichick does it. Blah, 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 like all of a sudden you'd pull him aside and he's doing that and you think, oh, this guy got hit in the head.
Like it's some sort of weird tick that he has.
It's a tick.
I would say the first like three rounds of that shootout, though, I don't think he knew where he was.
So you think he was concussed? And he just,
well, he missed two of them, and the other one that he saved like hit him right in the glove, and he didn't even move.
It's not
like
he's in the middle of the ice. Was. Yeah. What did they do then during the protocol in the like 1 minute he was not out there?
Take a deep breath.
The flashlight in the eyes.
What do they do?
No, you don't do the flash because that's when it like messes with you. You're like, oh, no, I got no.
Well,
I
if you react, then you're not concussed.
Is that what it is? No, I thought it would go the other way. That if you're concussed, you don't react.
Right.
Went through the dark room like a car wash.
We get more calls from people that want to tell us about their, you know, their men's hockey league that they play in. I want to hear from an athletic trainer who does these tests, who's been in that position before.
What happens in the dark room?
Yeah, 617-779-0985. Even if you're faking it and you just want to make something up, I might take that call as well.
You always, like when you're a kid too, you always want a little pen light because it's like a strong light, you know, and it's just like look in your throat, look in your eyes and follow the light. It would mess with you more if you weren't concussed and you got the light in your eyes. And you're like, whoa, now I can't. Now I got spots.
How would you grade the way the Bruins played last night, T-Bone? Give them a letter grade for their game.
I don't know. C.
Swayman was fine.
He was good.
Yeah. Yep. Swayman looks fine.
They kind of disappeared offensively in the middle part of that game, but.
That's what they are, though. Yeah, I don't think you understand. That's what they are. That's what they're going to be.
3 points without those guys.
1-1-1 since those guys went out.
I take that.
Well, they're taking on water, but they're not sinking.
When does Marchand have his review in New York? Wednesday? That's today, right? So he's got an appeal, I think, today.
Yeah, you think any changes?
I don't think so. Maybe they take it. Maybe they knock one off. But I mean, like you're what now? How many days in?
Like three games, right?
Three games. Yeah. So like it's kind of too little, too late.
So Shesterkin there. Is that how you say it?
Shesterkin.
Shesterkin?
Shesterkin.
Shesterkin.
I can't say that. I can read that name 10 times. I'm never going to get it right. Shesterkin.
You got it right.
Igor.
Shesterkin.
Here's what he had last night, saying there was a questionnaire. I answered the questions. I got out in time to make all those saves in the shootout. Obviously, each save gives you more confidence.
What do you think the question is? What is your name?
Even if you let one through, you have to push those thoughts away and get ready for the next shot. And then he starts, in the second half of the question, he just starts answering about the hockey. Yeah, they asked me questions. I answered the questions. That's it? That's all it takes?
To me, he looked rattled. I don't know if it's like what he does, but like he was doing this weird thing after the goals went in where he kind of like closed his glove like that, like a second later and like lunged at it. Did you notice that, Hardy?
I did. Well, there maybe, was one time. Maybe, you know what?
Maybe it was
you. It didn't dawn on me, but now that
go
you
back,
say
go
it.
Go back and look.
Yes.
They do say
after, it's like,
no.
You go, wow.
Things aren't firing on time.
Like it was probably 2 seconds after.
You got a piston misfire there like, in the
guy,
brain.
I was like, this guy doesn't know where he is.
Well, they say if you see three, get the one in the middle. Like if you're seeing three of the same
focus
thing.
Focus on the one in the middle.
Focus on the one in the middle. Don't go left.
Mark
go
in
right.
Medford on that game last night. How do you grade out the Bruins last night, Mark?
Well, first of all, I think the Bruins fell victim to the home ice shenanigans by the New York Rangers. Since when does a concussion protocol doctor pull somebody out of the game and bring him in the back room for a minute and bring him back? I thought they had to be in there for 15 minutes. Once you get pulled off the ice by the concussion doctor, you're supposed to be in the quiet room for 15 minutes. I don't like the way that ended last night.
So you think he was clearly concussed? You're a believer that he was concussed and should have been out.
Well, I don't know if he was or not, but if the concussion doctor pulls him off the ice, obviously there was a problem. Yes, he didn't like it. He smashed his stick off the glass on the way out, but he was back for the start of the shootout. Now, there's something wrong with that. That smelled a little fishy to me.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know the exact rule on that. I do know that the quiet room has been a thing in the past. Right? It's called they do the baseline testing.
41 seconds left in the overtime, and he's back by the time
the
shootout
that's a little
happens.
Quick.
What's like, the workaround on right, the...
According to the rule, the player may return... If one, there is a complete recovery of concussion-related symptoms at rest, there is no emergence of concussion, and the player has been judged by club's physician to have returned to his neurological baseline. Now, that's for someone who is diagnosed and sits with a concussion. So is it the same protocol when they pull you mid-game?
You think it would be more concerned when they pull you. You know what I mean? To where, okay, we need to make sure this is right before we send this guy back in. Like, we're in a different day and age now. These head injuries. That's awful quick.
Does feel like that is a quick amount of time that he was off.
Well, if they are found to be in violation of that, they're going to get fined a minimum of $25,000.
What's the way around the baseline you've told us before?
Oh, so, to test out dumb.
So when you first take the test, you answer all the questions.
Peyton Manning's talked about this. When you test out, just like... Turn it down a notch. Yeah. Dumb it down.
Player has to be removed if he is A, lying motionless on the ice.
He wasn't doing that.
Okay. B, check. Motor incoordination / balance problems.
Well, we didn't see that until the overtime when he was closing the glove slowly, but
waka, 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 boo, woo, woo, waka, 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 waka. A player staggers, struggles to get up, or skate properly.
It's like a stuck joystick on Pac-Man, you know?
Like, damn it.
Appears to lose his balance, trips, falls, or stumbles while getting up, trying to get up
you
or skating. C, blank or vacant look.
That one may be one to take a closer look at.
Slow to get up or, in quotes, clutch his head.
Ow!
See, that's a problem if you get...
I hereby declare you in concussion protocol. Why? You grabbed your... You clutched your head.
Yeah, but if he's abnormal and it's a neutral guy doing it, they're going to be like, what's wrong with Zippy here? You know, but if it's your doctor that knows the guy, like, oh, he's the same guy. Like, you know, is this being done by a neutral neurologist or you being cleared by your own guys?
Your own guys.
No, your own guys. Your own guys.
Well, they already know then. Okay, this guy's a weird dude to begin with.
The spotters are the ones that pull you off the ice, but then it's your own guys that conduct the test.
Yeah, your own guy who has the wiggle room to say, oh, he's three quarters tapped to begin with.
Ridiculous.
This is nothing new.
Yeah. All right, let's pick up your calls again on the other side. I see one on the board from Jake in Boston on Bruce Arena and the Revs.
Oh, boy.
We got a little Revs talk in the mix today. We might have a special guest coming up this week on the show from the Revs. So stick around. We'll get some confirmation on that maybe today.
It's happening.
I'll tell you about it next then.
Before
stick around.
Or after their tilt with the club from Haiti. Yeah.
How'd that Haiti game go?
We'll get to all of that, okay? Oh. Relax.
Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Select and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
$11.50 on Friday, we'll be talking to Josie Altidore. That's the news. That's our Rev special guest this week. Bruce confirmed last week that he was going to join the club. We got him as a guest this week. We're going to talk to him on Friday.
Good.
Welcome him to New England.
Now, are we talking to him ahead of their match against...
You congratulate him on
Cavalli,
that.
The club from Cuba, because it was supposed to be last night, but they had travel visa issues, so they postponed the game to Friday. What's the latest on that, Beetle?
I would congratulate him on the win right away.
Hey,
sounds like another
win's
forfeit
a win,
type
man.
Situation.
Wait a second, they're supposed to play him twice. They didn't forfeit both games, did they?
Did they? I don't know.
Yeah, they did. They're just not coming.
This no, not going to show up now.
I was told they're playing Thursday at noon.
Oh, were you?
By who?
The team.
The Revs.
When?
This morning.
Cavalli?
I don't know. They talked to T-Bone this morning. The team talked to T-Bone. They're representatives. Oh, boy. Why don't you figure that out, you Revs guys?
CONCACAF statement. This came in 7:32 last night. About A.S. Cavalli's participation in the Scotiabank CONCACAF Champions League. As a result of their withdrawal, the New England Revolution will progress to the quarterfinals, where they will face the winner of Pumas UNAM Mexico and a Costa Rican club in the Round 16 matchup. So who are the Revs playing on Thursday?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Junior Revs.
This is not a problem with the Revs. This is not even a problem with the MLS. This is the problem that...
The club has scheduled two closed-door friendlies.
Thank you. Okay.
Against USL Championship competition, according to team reporter Jeff Lemieux.
Right. Look, they're training. They're getting ready for a match. I get it. You got to go play. This is my problem, Beatles, just very quickly with soccer in general. You want to be taken seriously. You don't want to be treated as a stepchild sport in the United States. Get your crap together.
Get your head out of your
to
ass.
The point where when you're having a big tournament like this one, I don't know.
Been maybe, talking about this how long?
Maybe the travel visas are in place and you can actually get the club here to play their games. It's not a Revolution issue. It's not even an MLS issue. It's a sport issue. And we carry the games. I cover the games. Clyde and I have been doing it. Matt McCarthy does. We've been doing it for years. We do our part. People still say it's not enough. We get bitched at all the time. Mm-hmm. The emails and the tweets. You don't do that. You don't do that. This sport has an inherent problem with getting their act together enough times to where other people who might watch it look at it and say, what a joke. And they're not wrong. You can't get the team here to play that's been scheduled for months. You can't get them here. Can't make the trip.
Visa problems. The friendlies are against Hartford Athletic and the El Paso Locomotive FC, which will happen next Tuesday. The Thursday match that T-Bone referenced is the Hartford one.
So El Paso Loco?
Yes.
Good.
Yep, Toros.
Closed door.
You make it harder.
I don't think we're going to get a chance to see those, but they're going to happen.
Soccer governing bodies, this is to you. You make it harder for people to support your sport when crap like this happens.
Let's talk to Jake in Boston on the Revs. What do you got on the Revs today, Jake?
Hardy, welcome to CONCACAF, you know, our federation that plays World Cup qualifiers in high school stadiums of third world countries and didn't have VAR until like 2 months ago. Now, boys, you said we talk revs at any point as long as I brought the heat. So if we think Billy Belichick's nepotism is bad and his aging favorites like Devin McCourty and Kyle Van Noy, the retreads of Belichick are bad, let's talk about Bruce Arena. Are we trying to build the 2014 World Cup team here? Omar Gonzalez is a 33-year-old defender who blows. Slow. AJ De La Garza, another Galaxy champion 10 years past his prime that Bruce once had. And then you have the most insulting of all in Jozy Altidore. Not only is he the J.D. Drew of soccer, he had the audacity.
Big friend of the show, 11:50 on Friday, Jozy Altidore, new revolution player, new friend of Zolak and Bertrand. Can't have that kind of hate on these airwaves, Jake.
Not until
let's
you
not blow it up before we have him on the show.
Let's get him on the show once. The guy's was soccer's man of the year twice.
Ease up. I did have a similar thought to Jake, though, when you did hear that news that it's Jozy Altidore. Like, he's a name, right? That's a big name.
Oh, he's a huge name, yeah.
And you do sort of have that fear of, like, are they going after him because Bruce has coached him and because he's a big name and he's a draw? Or is it because that's the move that they think is going to make the team the best possible team? It's a fair question about the move.
I think he can help the club. He's obviously
getting David Beckham in his final days, right? Like, oh, Beckham
still pretty damn good.
He was still good though.
Still pretty damn good. It. And Zoe's happy because we'll have Jozy on Friday, that will be
Jozy right before Jozy.
We don't do that anymore.
Well, but we will have Jozy on Friday. It's just Jozy Altidore.
That's good.
Jeff in Nashua. Let's talk to Jeff about the Celtics. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Wow, what is going on? Jake now attacking the sporting director. You can't do that on the air. Anyway, Marcus Smart, you know, his comments on the 2018 season from yesterday, how they definitely would have beaten Golden State. Marcus, that's absolutely adorable. Bless your heart. Now, do you guys think that I enjoy being right all the time with my takes? The Celtics are 16-4 since January 7th, the day that Jeff and Nashua refuted everyone's narrative of which of the Jays to trade. It was a Teddy J day. I said the Jays needed to go through all of this together, get sick of it, and figure it out. Check the tape.
You didn't think it was going to happen this fast, though, Jeff. Nobody did.
No, I disagree. It's a matter of 45 days. They were putting something together. They were a work in progress, and you got to give the coach a chance.
Well, I agree with you at the time. I've agreed with that take. You can't break these two up. You got to wait it out. It's your best move. There's no good alternative move to playing it out and seeing where this goes with those two young players. And I don't think anyone said, in 45 days, you'll look at them entirely different than you do right now. They're going to have a complete attitude change, and there's going to be great buy-in, and they're going to have great, you know, positivity to them. No, please. I disagree with you on your disagreement, Jeff. Yep. All right, let's get to headlines. 90 seconds. We're right back. Burt Breer is standing by. One final Football Wednesday with Burt right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.